We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Janine White. Janine, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great myself. You've got a new song, Jericho.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, we are excited about that song. But before we get to that song, let's talk about you and Sunday service.
Actually, I have not been a part of Sunday service. My production company works with Sunday service. So that would be a question for Jason.
Okay.
He's the head of Sunday service.
And Jason is your husband, am I correct?
Yes, he is. Sunday service, let me just say, I think it's an amazing concept, and it's been a blessing to many around the world choir members coming together with Kanye West to basically just worship Jesus and take some of the more secular songs and turning them into gospel songs. And it's just been a blessing and a movement around the world. But like I said, I've not been a part of the choir. That's something that my husband and our production company does. But yeah, I support it. I praise God for it. Many souls have been saved and blessed by it. So yeah, there you go.
Before Kanye West did his Sunday service, did you ever think anything like this could ever happen?
Actually, I do. I did. I believe that God can use whoever he wants to use. I believe that we don't have a monopoly on who God wants to touch the world, you know, with his message or with his music or with his love. And so, yeah, I'm not really surprised at how the world is being blessed by this.
Jericho, you're single. Tell us about Jericho. How did that all come about?
Well, I had been planning on doing my album. I started to record a lot of my album. And a friend of mine, Garrett Butler, submitted three songs to me for placement on my album. And Jericho was one of them. And so I selected that one. And I presented it to the team as I finished, you know, recording all the songs. I presented it to the team. And Jericho didn't make the cut. They were like, you know, we love the song, but it doesn't really fit, you know, your album. Your album is more, you know, churchy and very, you know, worshipful. So I put it in a folder of great songs, but songs that just didn't make this particular album. Preparing for the Stella Awards, and I was excited last year going to the Stella Awards, going to present my whole album in a room full of executives and promoters and radio announcers. And the Stellas got canceled, you know, because of COVID. And so I was a little disappointed. So, you know, just kind of shut everything down. Took a break, you know, just to see what God was doing and what God was saying. You know, with COVID, we were locked down. So I took a break from social media, from music for about 5 months. I wanted to come back to social media, and I just automatically went to that album folder, you know, the one that everybody was like, this is it. And I wanted a creative way to just kind of come back to social media and interact. And God said, that's not the folder. Go to the folder that didn't make the album. So I go to that folder. Jericho comes up. I listen to the lyrics. And God says, this is it. And I was like, are you sure? You know, and he's like, yes, this is it. A little nervous about it, so I do a video to it. I don't release it as a single. I do a video to it, and I enter back into social media with this video. And everybody begins to say, the video is amazing. The song is amazing. Where can we get it? And I was like, oh, you guys want the song? And they were like, yes, we want the song. So I put it on iTunes, and it became my new single. They began to push it and ask for it, and God is good. God is amazing. I had no idea that Jericho would be this successful, so I'm grateful.
Two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like doing the video, and how important is social media platform?
Well, I loved doing the video. Actually, it was an experience of a lifetime. It was my first time second time actually shooting a video, but it was my first time where a video shoot just went without any flaws, anything. It was just a perfect day. The videographer, LaDon Williams, he just so happened to have some Black Lives Matter footage in his camera, and, you know, that just took the video to a whole nother level. I think visual is very important to, you know, express the lyrics, make the lyrics bring life to the lyrics of what you're saying. And when you talk about Jericho and Jericho walls coming down, what we're dealing with in this world today, I think people really needed to see, okay, that was the Bible days. How does this apply to me today? And so to see, you know, people marching and protesting and to see the mask on and the lyrics declaring that these walls are coming down and that we just need to stand together as a people because God is fighting for us. I think it was very important. I feel like when you have a song I don't want to say dramatic, but when you have a song that describes anything in the Bible days, you kind of you take it to heart, you know what I mean? Because it's God's word, you take it to heart. And so I began to internalize it before I even released it, dealing with some things in my life. And so as it began to minister to me, I began to pray over it and ask God that it minister to the people. And seemingly that's what he's doing. So praise God for that. Your other question, I forgot the last question.
How important is the social media platform?
Okay, so it is very important, clearly, because everything is virtual right now. You know, like I said, the Stellar Awards was canceled. Most of our industry is shut down for right now. Everything is gone completely virtual. So the social media platform is our ministry, is our outlet, is our way of expression and marketing as well. You know what I mean? This is not only ministry, but it's business, you know? And so I think it's extremely important that you use the platform to promote your music, but also to promote your life. You know, a lot of times people, they see you before they hear you. You know, they're watching you and they want to see what you are you living, what you're singing about, or, you know, what type of content are you putting? Are you consistent? Can you actually sing what you've just, you know, produced in the studio? So a lot of times I make sure that I have live vocals on my social media platforms, you know, just to let the people know that, you know, this is real and this is authentic, you know, and it's also business, you know, this is how you make your money as well, streaming and, you know, promoting your music online. It's very important, especially when this is all you do. You know, if this is, you know, I've worked in corporate America for a long time, but right now I am a gospel artist. And so to put quality music out on a social media platform is exactly what will pay the bills sometimes.
Okay.
So you gotta be on it with your platforms and take advantage of it. So I would say it's very important.
Janine White is our guest. As a new artist, what would you like folks to know about Janine White?
As a new artist, I would like for people to know that I am authentic. What you see is what you get. I live this music and would continue to sing and live this music, whether I was an artist or not. I spent many, many years singing background and as a worship leader in my church, and I'm talking at least 15 years, supporting everyone and praising God and pushing, you know, gospel music for many years, just out of the love that I have for people and the love that I have for God. And so it is what I do because I love God. It's in my heart to do. It's very authentic, what I'm doing, whether I'm an artist that is seen or not. I've been very committed to the cause. And so just would want people to know that my heart is pure in regards to this music that I'm doing. Yeah.
Our guest, Janine White, her new hit, Jericho. Social media platforms, how can one get in touch with Janine White? Where are you?
Well, my On my Instagram, you can go to Jeneen.White, and it's spelled with a G, G-E-N-E-E-N. Most people think it's a J, but it's G. Facebook, Jeneen White as well. And if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at worshipunderground@gmail.com.
Those walls are coming down with Jericho.
Yes, sir.
And Jeneen White. Jeneen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for having me today.
Thank you. Jeneen White is our guest. Jericho is a single. Go out and pick it up.